Hey guys, it's Rob and Sean, like usual.
Yeah.
We're going through a little bit of a, like you're going back in time, basically.
Time travel.
This was an older episode of this show when it was called something different. That's pretty much all you need to know, I guess.
Easy enough.
It was reviewed in a past life. Deal with it. You want to listen to those? Go back and listen to them. I don't know. Do whatever you want. It's up to you.
Yeah, but now we're uploading these in the order that they aired?
Yeah.
Incorrect air date.
Yes, which is chronologically correct, so that's why you have this one. That's all you need to know. Just listen to it. You don't care. Bye. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gersberms, your weekly Goosebumps review podcast. As always, I'm Rob.
And I'm Sean.
And it is time for another installment in the monthly Midnight Society.
Are you bored or something, man?
I'm sleepy, dude. I've been up since 5.
Wake up! Wake up! Stupid!
Yeah, so this is one of the ones where we're usually pretty chipper because we fucking pick these.
Yeah. And they're hand-picked by us.
Yeah.
Did we pick another doozy for you guys?
Oh, fuck yeah, we did.
We got the tale of the night shift. You know what you got, huh? You know what you got, baby?
Great ass!
Oh, no, I'll go.
That sounds so fucking gross.
Joke's on you, though, man. She squirted in my face, dude. I drank it. I drank what she made for me.
So the episode starts. The episode starts off, and things are kind of awkward between Sam and Gary.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
I feel bad for Gary. He got friend-zoned.
He's trying to get in the bone zone.
But he got friend-zoned.
He got in the friend zone.
Apparently it's because Samantha didn't want to date anybody. Whatever, I don't fucking care. That's what Gary's doing. He's like, apparently she's busy, she doesn't want to date anybody. I don't care. Whatever.
I don't care.
Whatever.
We'll see here.
But she doesn't want to date anybody right now because she's too busy. Gary's too stupid to know that means she just wants to get fucked.
Yeah.
That's it, Gary. That's all she wants. She just wants you to fucking plow her, throw her ass out of the car. She'll walk home with no shoes on, because that's what girls like.
They like to be treated like shit.
It's like garbage.
Yeah.
Some of them do. So Gary thinks she wants nothing to do with him. He could be fingering her under a blanket during this week's story, but no.
Easily.
Samantha starts talking about illusion and deception. How things can have secrets,
stuff like that. I wasn't really listening because at this point I was just imagining Gary and Sam kissing.
Yeah.
You know, just going deep at it. I feel like it would be that wet if they kissed.
Probably.
Gary, he's got super kissable lips, so I feel like they'd be dripping with kissing juices and stuff.
Oh yeah. You know those kissing juices?
Hey yo!
Yeah. They throw the Rice Krispies on the fire. It's just, since it's not gunpowder, it's just gonna be different shit from now on. They throw the Rice Krispies on there, bam, till the night shift. The real episode starts, and you and I are gonna get in a little bit of a conflict right now, because, the kid's name is Felix, he's a janitor. Felix Zebo is what I thought his name was. Sean believes that he was just being called.
His boss was just calling him A-Zebo as an insult.
I think his name's Felix Zebo.
I don't think so. I mean, he doesn't have a name tag on his shoulder, so I don't think we'll ever know.
On his shoulder, like in the fucking...
Like Ed. Ed and Big Dung.
Yeah. Okay, so this is, I had some problems with this though, because first of all, he's 11. Why would he be here? Like, why would he have these responsibilities?
It's a children's hospital.
And
run by children.
To be the night janitor.
Yeah. He's working midnights at a hospital.
And
he's 11.
He's had a rough life, man.
Yeah.
Okay, third of all, he's pretty ethnically ambiguous. Like, is he Mexican? Is he Asian?
I think he's supposed to be some sort of Latino.
I don't know what he is.
I'm pretty sure he's Latino.
I don't know. Apparently, he signed for a water pump, and that motherfucker isn't allowed to sign for anything.
No.
So he goofed up.
Mm-hmm. He done goofed.
Apparently, now the water pump is lost, and he must find it, and he's like, how do you lose a water pump? That thing's huge. At the same moment, we see a scatterbrained nurse running into the elevator, and she's talking to Amanda, who's also 16.
Yeah.
She goes to school. She has track practice after, homework, dinner with mom and dad, and then the night shift.
Mm-hmm.
So she has no social life whatsoever, apparently.
No, and she also doesn't sleep.
Mm-hmm. This is the chick from Fast and Furious.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Rest in peace, Paul.
Which chick?
She's in there. I don't remember what her name is in the movies, but she's in there.
I know she's in You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
And she's in Fast and Furious too.
I swear I looked it up.
Let's see. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think she is.
Still had creams.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you bookmarked it. Let's see. Yeah, Cream is
damn looking good.
So Fast and Furious 6 still hasn't come out on Blu-ray?
I think it comes out.
I mean, at the time of this recording, it obviously has already come out.
Oh, yeah. So. But I think it comes out in like a week.
Mm-hmm.
It might come out tomorrow, actually.
What are you talking about, man? That was weeks ago. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Jordana Brewster, I think is her name.
That's not the chick in the episode.
Yeah, it is. I'm like almost positive. Maybe it's not. I don't fucking know. I thought this was the chick. It's not?
No, her name's like, hold on, I've got it pulled up now.
My whole life is a lie.
Emmanuel Chikiri? Cthulhu?
Chikira? What else is she in then? I thought she was in Fast and Furious.
Well, I'm about to pull up her.
She looks the same as the other chick.
She is in.
What's your favorite sport?
I don't want to see her fucking TV career, unless she's in something cool.
This is what we want to see, is her TV career, I thought.
Well, it's like Entourage and shit we don't watch.
Man, that show's awesome!
Let's see, she was in an episode of the OC. Oh, she was in two episodes, sorry. Jake 2.0.
Is that the show where the guy doesn't have a belly button?
No, that's Kyle X-Y. Let's see, once...
What else you finding?
Alright, now we're gonna... Feed me! She's got a lot of stuff coming out.
Uh-oh. Like what?
The Million Dollar Man, Free Nightstand, Omphalos, Fort Bliss, Something in French, Short Story of Decay, 5 Days of War, bunch of shit.
7 Days of Ronin.
Let's see. 13, I think that's that movie with, fucking Statham and 50 Cent, and they play Russian roulette.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah. Cadillac Records, You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting, The Crow, Wicked Prayer.
That's where I must have
Wrong Turn.
From. Wrong Turn.
Snow Day, Detroit Rock City.
What?
And
these can't be very big roles.
No. She played Barbara in Detroit Rock City.
Well, I don't remember her.
No.
I done goofed up. I'm sorry, guys. Hey, excuse me.
Have a time.
Whoa. We have our producer. Producer, cut that out of the podcast, please. Thank you. Here, Amanda meets a new girl, and she's supposed to show her around. I don't remember her name, but it's like, it's Ago or something, right?
Yeah.
Her name's Margot. Something is off about this girl, though. Her face is like she sucked on a lemon.
Yeah, like a Renee Zellweger. Like a young Renee Zellweger.
I'm super into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a scrunchy face. Cut to the basement, and we see Mr. Felix Zebo III dicking around.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds a random broken piece of wood and says out loud, "This is a piece of that crate it came in."
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's right in front of, like, an incinerator.
Thank you. We wouldn't have been able to put that together.
Yeah.
Next, we see a random slut down in the basement, and she wants to suck his dick.
Oh, yeah. She's like, hey, why don't you come over here? I'll suck you dry.
He's all about this.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he's already coming from the face that he's making. He's doing that face, like, where your head's down and you look up. It's pretty good.
I feel like he does quite a bit of that in this episode.
He does so much of that. We talked about it a little bit off the air, so we're going to let you guys in on a secret. But we feel like Felix is, like, really trying to outshine everyone else in this episode.
Yeah.
He's got range.
He's going for, like, the best supporting actor Emmy or whatever the one for TV is.
Best supporting actor in a childhood horror television show.
A Canadian.
In a Canadian child television show. What else was Felix in? That's what's important to me.
Probably nothing. I already closed that page.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Gosh darn it, sorry. Been trying not to swear lately.
Swear?
I'm trying not to swear. I really need to cut down on swearing.
Yeah.
So I've been working on it. So the cum dumpster sneaks behind a wall, and Felix starts taking his dick out.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to punish her for being a bad, bad girl, and it's not the tight virgin anymore. It's a dude with green eyes. It's a green dude. It's a green dude with red eyes.
And fangs.
Yeah.
Yellow fangs.
Cut to upstairs, and we see Amanda vagging around. Another nurse tells her that she has a patient asking for her.
Mm-hmm.
A cute one. At this point, Amanda is hoping the dude is a dead guy and hoping that rigor mortis is already set in.
Oh, yeah.
Because she just wants to ride somebody reverse cowgirl.
Ride that permanently erect boner.
Ride that meat.
She wants... This is all she... When she sees a hard dick, all she says is...
Eat me!
Because she's hungry. Yeah. She wants the white stuff. She wants the sauce.
Some dead sauce.
The sauce is boss. Yeah. She peeks around into the room, and we see Colin. He's getting his tonsils out. He does what everyone else would do, and he offers her candy corn.
Naturally.
I like candy corn. I know it's one of the things in life that we disagree on.
Still not a fan.
Yeah.
I don't think it's terrible or anything. I'm just not into it.
I mean, I don't eat it all year like this kid.
No, it's just weird.
Amanda doesn't want any. Now she's suddenly busy. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, you're not too busy to eat some candy corn. The nurse from the beginning is shown next, and we see a little girl running around who is Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah.
And we know that because in the credits we saw a little girl, Alicia Cuthbert.
Uh-huh.
She chases her into the random room, and then the green dude's in there too.
Yeah, of course.
And he's just hissing, so that means he's pretty serious.
Uh-huh.
Back to Amanda and Colin just wants to take her to the movies. He wants to get some pizza.
Wants to hold hands.
Nothing too serious. The nurse from the beginning is back, and she looks real sleepy. Like, yeah,
she's so sleepy.
She's real sleepy. We see Amanda folding towels, and Colin appears behind her. The roommate's gone. Bud has vanished.
Yeah, Bud the Chud.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Colin suggests they go find him. He's like, oh, he's just trying to have some fun. Let's go find him.
Yeah.
It's getting awfully romantic at this point. The search for Bud begins. They see the head nurse coming, and they hide in a closet, because that's what normal people do.
Yeah, well, she works there. Like, why is she just like, oh, he's following me or something?
Yeah. While in the closet, they, like, are stepping out some stuff, and they're like, what are these? Oh, it's empty bags of blood.
It's empty blood bags. No big deal.
Colin's like, man, it looks like a rat got him. Why would they put him in the closet?
Why'd put these in the closet?
They don't.
Obviously they don't.
Yeah. Amanda tells Nurse Hansen about the blood bags, but Nurse Hansen doesn't call security. She just looks maniacally at the camera, and then she just hangs up the phone.
Yeah. Like,
and she still does this when... Amanda's still, like, very visible. Like, she's still looking at her, and then she's like, I'll call security. And then she just looks at her, looks at the camera, and hangs up the phone.
Uh-huh.
And we notice she's been bited.
She got bited. She got bited by a Dracula.
Yep. by a Dracula?
Yeah, she got bited by a Dracula.
Yeah. Amanda and Colin are still looking for Bud, and they're like, you know where we should go?
The morgue.
Because Bud, that's all he was talking about, is like, I want to go to the morgue.
Yeah, I want to go to the morgue. I want to go touch a dead guy's ding-dong.
Like, seeing a deadie in real life is probably not that fun, Bud.
No.
You're not very old to do this.
It's not.
You're not very well-adjusted yet.
It's kind of gross.
So they go down there, and there's just a dead dude in there chilling. And Colin's like, I want to see a dead body.
Yeah.
It's Felix.
Uh-huh.
He's fucking dead.
Yeah, he's dead as shit.
And Colin just totally killed the mood. Like, she's all dried up now.
Yeah, like, very.
They leave the room, and Z-Bo rises up Undertaker style.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
With cum face. Yeah. Like, he's still making that face.
He's still, I don't know what he was going for.
Hey, Amanda.
They see, like, I think it's Jack or something, the mad guy from earlier, yeah, the boss. And then they run down the stairs. But Felix is there, and he's going to bite at them. He's going to bite at them.
Yeah.
Felix is fighting the urge, though, and he tells them,
everyone's gone. They've all been fed upon.
Yeah.
And all this other kind of shit. Felix is changing, and he's like, I need to stop it. You guys come with me, and we'll get to the bottom of this. I'll tell you guys what's going on. It's like, you can tell us up here.
Yeah, you can tell us up here. We don't need to go to the boiler rooms, hang out with Mankind.
Yeah. He takes him to the boiler room, though, and he shows him the coffin. He's like, yeah, that's what came in the mail.
It's like, okay. Yeah, I couldn't believe it was in a coffin. So there's a coffin, he's a vampire. I know.
And all of a sudden, Margot, the new girl, comes downstairs, and then she just turns into Green Dude. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty cool. And then he's wearing, like, dishwashing gloves.
Yeah.
He proceeds to walk towards Felix, and he's like, I'm going to finish the job I started. So it's like, okay, well, Felix would turn eventually, but okay. Yeah. They decide to come up with a plan. You know, you distract the vampire, I'll throw the coffin in the incinerator. Yeah. That's all we gotta do. Amanda wakes her way to the roof.
I don't know why they didn't just grab the coffin while they were down there.
It's heavy, man. It's a coffin.
Yeah.
It looked really heavy. Amanda couldn't do it on her own because she's not strong enough. Colin is strong enough,
I suppose.
So she makes her way to the roof, and we see Colin in the basement dragging the coffin. Felix emerges from the side, and he's a super vampire now.
Yeah, his eyes are glowing red.
Yeah. He's hissing.
He's hissing. So, he's like, I'm drinking blood now.
It's about to get real serious. We'll be right back. So Amanda's running on top of the roof, and Margot just decides to transform to the Green Dude.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm fine with that.
Glad she did. The Green Dude's awesome.
I'm fine with that. Felix hears that it's after Amanda, and he's like, he's like trying to fight it. And
he is really acting.
Yeah, and Colin's like, you're still in there. I know it's still you, man. Think about Amanda. We gotta help her.
What's up? Nothing. I'm trying to get
this. You just ruined the mood, dude. You Collins the mood, man.
Sorry.
I'm not even wet anymore.
I showed you a dead body.
But cut to the dead dude, or the Green Dude, and he's holding Amanda off of a building.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just gonna drop you.
I'm gonna drop you and then I'm gonna lick it up.
Yeah, that's basically what he said. He said it a little more dramatically than that.
I'm gonna drop you then lick it.
Then he's like, you know what? I'm just gonna do it the old-fashioned way, and that's a cool option too. I'm okay with that. We see a quick shot of Felix and Colin. They're placing the coffin in the incinerator, and then what happens next is hands down like one of the coolest things I've ever seen in an Are You Afraid of the Dark show.
Oh, easily.
One of the coolest things,
I've seen, period.
The Green Dude's head just burst into flames.
Yeah.
The rest of his body isn't on fire yet at this point.
Just his head.
Followed by the rest of his body. And then we see him, like, it looked like he's, like, dancing around on fire.
Yeah, it's just, so it's got a dude with his head on fire, followed by dude fully engulfed in flames running around. Coolest thing ever.
So cool.
Followed by
dude jumping.
Tied with the coolest thing ever. Dummy on fire falling off of a hospital roof.
It's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
And it's so stupid too, cause dude's on fire, and then he just proceeds to completely turn around his body and then jump off the building.
Yeah.
Then we see the dummy. Then we just see his body on fire on the ground.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And Amanda runs back inside, and things are back to normal.
No one remembers anything. Felix remembers, though. And he does one of those. Thanks.
I feel like Felix wants to fuck her more than...
I know!
Like, if anything, he deserves it more.
Yeah. Why, though?
Because he...
Why do you like Felix more than Colin?
Well, he's Latin, for one.
Mm-hmm. He has beef. I don't think he's Latin. I don't know what he is.
I'm pretty sure his name's Felix.
But he doesn't look... I still don't know what he is,
though.
He
looks vaguely Latin. Or Asian.
He's ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah. Well, he's got a Latin name.
But his last name is Z-Bo.
I don't think his last name is Z-Bo.
His last name is Z-Bo. What heritage is that?
Clown?
Amanda and Colin are going to go out for a second date. Second date, second base. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
The end. Cut back to the Midnight Society, and everybody's leaving. And Sam tells Gary to, wait a minute. We get all the, ooh, we get all that shit. And it's like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Gary's trying to get knuckle deep.
Yeah, Gary's going to be fucking swimming in it. And Sam tells Gary that, you know what? The story was kind of like about us. And she was like, you know, maybe we do have some possibilities. Whoa!
Yeah.
Gary? We need to get Gary saying nice or something on here, like, because you know he's done it.
Oh, yeah.
But.
So they're just going to hang out by the campfire. You know what they're going to do. They go fuck.
I'm so fucking horny right now.
Yeah.
I'm that horny, I'd throw my fucking shit down. I don't care. How many Gary boners are you going to give this? How many inches of Gary's meat are you going to give this?
11.
11?
11.
I don't think his dick's probably 11 inches, so.
I feel like it's 11 soft.
Come on now. You're just disrespecting Ed. Ed's is that long. Not Gary's. Gary's is probably girthy, I'll give him that. But it's probably not very long.
I feel like he's a shower, though. Ed's a grower.
Yeah.
He's 11 soft.
Yeah. That's what's even scarier about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think Gary's circumcised?
Probably not.
I don't think he is. Like,
no.
I get that vibe from him. That he's got uncut meat.
Oh, yeah.
He's got an uncut cock. I like this episode.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Made me feel nice inside.
Uh-huh.
And Gary's going to make her feel nice inside.
Oh, he's going to make her feel nice deep inside.
He's going to poke her belly button from the inside. I want to go rogue now. You went rogue before in the future. Damn it. Things will be back to normal for us once that fucking piece of shit finally comes out in like a week.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that probably comes out in a month.
Who knows?
Look forward to something, guys.
That episode sucked.
Yeah. Well, we can do something cool about it. Like, we can do an intro for it where it's like, we've come back from the future. Like, put that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to hit on today?
I don't fucking think so.
No? Nothing new in the life of Sean? It's Sean's world. We're just living in it.
I know, right?
Nothing you want to hit on?
No. We got something special coming up.
You mean next week? Indeed. You might be saying to yourself, wait, why did the Monthly Midnight Society come out a week earlier? Because next week is Christmas.
Yeah, we got to do something special for Christmas.
Yeah, next week Christmas, we got something coming out.
And instead of sacrificing a Monthly Midnight Society, we'd rather sacrifice a Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a Monthly Midnight Society coming out.
That's where our priorities are at.
Yeah, you're going to have a cool Christmas episode. We're going to have cool stuff to talk about. And we might want to apologize in advance for the Christmas episode, because we're doing whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
So... it's going to be a time that we enjoy, and hopefully you guys like it too. But it's going to be different.
Uh-huh.
Might not be that much fun to listen to. It might get creepy.
I think it's going to just get gross.
Yeah, it's going to get gross. But
just like audibly gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll find out why.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be as bad as Grandpa Soup or... I don't think anything could ever be as bad as that episode.
No.
I still feel bad about that episode. Sorry, guys.
That was a bad one.
We should just delete that one. Like, oh, it got erased from our RSS feed or something.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Like, what happened to episode 80?
No one knows. Don't worry about it.
Was that episode 80?
I feel like it was.
So instead of doing something good for, like, the 80th episode, we did that.
It's not like it's the 100th episode.
No. 100th episode should just be an hour of silence.
Yeah.
And then a fart. It'll be like a tribute to us.
That's what it could be.
Mm-hmm. You're always dicking around with all the shit now. So there's just a bunch of noise.
Mm-hmm. People are going to be wondering what I'm doing.
Messing with the microphone. It's obvious.
They don't know that.
There's no other things you could be doing.
I could be doing plenty of things.
Like what?
I don't know.
We're improvising. Yes, I'm yes-anding you.
Sorry, I'm not going to yes-and that.
Give me my bottle cap back. Motherfucker.
I'm
put my fucking bottle cap on it. You know what we can do?
What?
Spin the fucking bottle. You ready?
You've moved so much stuff.
You ready?
Yeah.
I just hit the recorder. There's only one other person I can make out with, and it didn't land on him. You taking the label? If you take the label off, motherfucker, we can't take it back.
I can take the front label off.
No, you can't. Bitch. They're connected.
No, they're not.
What are you, Jesse Pinkman? Bitch.
Bitch.
Jesse.
Bitch. Need for Speed, bitch.
That looks really good.
Yeah.
That looks like a really good movie. I started watching Jug Face the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it, though.
Isn't that supposed to actually be decent?
Yeah. Yep. It's supposed to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else I watched instead. I watched something else that's, like, really fucking stupid. Oh, I watched Fatal Flesh again.
Fatal Flesh?
Fatal Flesh.
Which one's Fatal
That
Flesh?
Movie where it's, like, the dude hired porn stars and stuff.
Why did you watch that? You watched that for a second time?
I did.
That was so hard to sit through.
It was awesome. I love it. Oh, you hungry, daddy? And then she puts a piece of meat on her tit.
Yeah.
She poops out eggs. It's awesome. It's about the end of the world, man.
I know.
It's about global warming. That shit can happen, dude. You got to be aware.
Totally.
The biggest, like, crime that you can do in the world is not being prepared for, like, the world and what's happening. Like, it's really fucking shitty to just, like, only care about yourself and not care about the world, man.
Yeah. I just watched Death Warrant.
You're so fucking pompous, dude. You don't even fucking care.
Pompous watching Death Warrant.
Yeah. That's a good mess. Is that the one where he kicks that Sandman dude in the head?
Yeah, kicks Sandman in the head. His head goes through a bolt. Fucking Patrick Kilpatrick.
I fucking love that one, dude.
Yeah.
Kicks his fucking, and then when he's through the bolt, and he's still like, argh. Isn't he still laughing?
Yeah.
And then he fucking dies.
Then he just like, then he palms his face and scrambles his brain.
He scrambles his fucking brain. That one's so good, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Such a fucking sweet. I gotta go watch that shit now, dude. That movie fucking rules, man.
Yeah, that movie's awesome.
Do you watch it on VHS?
No, I have the Blu-ray. It's in a 3-pack. Oh. I think it's got Cyborg and Double Impact.
That's a fucking legit 3-pack, man. They outdid themselves. Patrick Kilpatrick. I was real close to watching Kickboxer from Hell the other day.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't feel like I could give it my full attention. So I watched like Blood Fist 6 instead.
Yeah.
The sixth one. Which is arguably the best one.
Oh yeah.
With Dan the Dragon Wilson or Don the Dragon Wilson.
Don the Dragon Wilson?
Yeah. I think you should watch Fatal Flesh again. It's one of those movies you have to see it twice to really get it.
Okay.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Did I tell you about Best Man Holiday? How
you saw it?
No, I didn't see it. How every Showtime was sold out on a Sunday night. This is like two or three weeks after it came out?
Yeah.
Every showing sold out.
Where was this, though?
Fairlane.
Which, if you live in Michigan, I'm sure you're aware of Fairlane.
Yeah, but still, like, there's, like, Black Nativity.
Was that sold out, too?
No.
Medea?
Medea's not out yet.
Oh, Medea Christmas is out, Sean.
I mean, Medea Christmas is out, but...
It wasn't sold out then.
It wasn't sold out or something.
We can't try to get current.
But Best Man Holiday.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's...
It's got Taye Diggs.
I don't get it.
It's got Taye Diggs.
It got Taye Diggs.
That's what the preview should say. Best Man Holiday. It got Taye Diggs.
Yeah.
And then just fade to black.
Could just be a picture of Taye Diggs smiling. Best Man Holiday.
Starring
Taye Diggs. Taye Diggs in a Santa hat.
Taye Diggs as Taye Diggs. Yeah, I want to see that one. I want to see the one where it's that chick who's like, she lives a busy life. She's a stewardess. And she meets all these handsome black men. Like that one?
Yeah.
Baggage Claim?
Baggage Claim. Yeah.
Starring fucking Taye Diggs.
again.
Is he in that too?
Of course he is. He's a handsome black guy.
Okay, I should have assumed.
Probably Idris Elba's in that too. Actually, I think he gets like real movies.
Yeah, so. Idris Elba, I think, has some integrity as an actor.
I think he gets real projects.
Yeah.
Idris fucking Elba. Tay Diggs.
It's Tay Diggs and other handsome black men. Yeah. Is it bad that Tay Diggs is the only handsome black man I know the name of, basically?
Well, it's got a Terrence Howard in it, which I think is weird.
He's somebody, I don't see the appeal, like.
Well, he was in that movie Prisoners, which was surprisingly good.
Mm-hmm. I downloaded that the other day.
It's good. But like, I don't get how you can go from that to Best Man Holiday.
Well, Best Man Holiday, that's a vehicle. That's gonna launch your career.
Oh, apparently, apparently Best Man just skyrocketed.
Yeah. He wouldn't have got Iron Man.
He wouldn't have got Iron Man. He wouldn't have been replaced in Iron Man.
Didn't he want too much money or something?
Probably.
And it's like, we'll just find a different black guy. Yeah. a guy that's so much blacker than you.
We'll just find Don Cheadle. He's way cooler.
Yeah. Don Cheadle was probably busy the first time.
Yeah.
But I just don't see the appeal of him because I feel like Terrence Howard looks like a lesbian with a mustache.
Kinda.
He's got very, like, feminine features.
I'm not gonna disagree.
Man, if you look like that around here, you a punk, man. We gonna hit you.
Tay Diggs is gonna hit you.
I wouldn't fuck with Tay Diggs.
No, dude, he's jacked. From what I remember, he might not be jacked anymore.
Might not.
I don't think Tay Diggs takes his shirt off anymore.
I guarantee he takes his shirt off in Best Man Holiday.
And then just the fucking theaters just flood. Just squirt everywhere.
Yeah.
I've seen at least one movie with Tay Diggs. And I know you've seen the same one.
The Wood?
I've seen two movies with Tay Diggs. House on Haunted Hill.
Oh yeah, House on Haunted Hill.
I fucking love that remake.
Me too.
Tay Diggs is in it. He's killing it. That's early or late 90s Tay Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Late 90s Tay Diggs, no one could touch him. 98, he was so fucking, he was the shit, man.
Had Jeffrey Combs in it,
mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
Yeah, which was cool, but yeah. Weird.
Had a dude getting stabbed in the neck with a bunch of pencils.
Had Chris Kattan. Chris fucking Kattan.
We can forget about Chris Kattan.
He stole the show.
Yeah. Who doesn't remember Corky Romano? As a vehicle, launched him into superstardom.
As always, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at TheRealFredNurse.
I'm at ShitManBrettFard.
At GersBermsPod.
GersBermsPodcast.com.
YouTube.com/GersBermsPodcast.
ChrisKattan.com.
ChrisKattan.org. ChrisKattan.net. Saturday Night Live presents the best of Chris Kattan.
He did have his own DVD, didn't he?
It's probably 20 minutes. It's just him eating apples as that monkey. That's probably the only fucking
Honestly, it's probably just Night at the Roxbury skits.
Probably.
And him eating.
They should have just released that as like a bonus disc on the Will Ferrell or something.
Or just release it as a special feature on the Night at the Roxbury DVD.
A special feature. So it's on the same disc. It's not even one like you flip over and it's the other movie.
It's just a special feature. So I don't think there was that many Night at the Roxbury sketches on
it. It's just like a deleted scene.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't think that's that funny either.
I haven't seen it since like maybe 7th grade.
Yeah, it's quite a while. We probably, last time we watched it was probably just us.
Probably.
I don't know.
Ladies Man though. That's classic.
Ladies Man.
With the
Yeah. I like Superstar, personally.
I like It's Pat. It's Pat's my favorite.
Yeah. I'm surprised we've never seen a VHS copy of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never even find VHS copies of Wayne's World, which I think is weird.
I've seen copies of Wayne's World.
Oh, have you? I never even see those.
Yeah.
Rate, subscribe, review on iTunes. I don't know if I said that. Tell some people.
Amazon or something.
Yeah, do the Amazon thing.
Hulu still doesn't work.
You know? I noticed on our website, too, the button to, like, subscribe on iTunes, that was just fucked up. I was like, our website was like completely pointless for a while.
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't know. Just go there anyways.
Do whatever.
Make us feel like it's worth us paying the fucking bill to have it.
Yeah.
Just go there sometimes and just be like, you guys are stupid.
Yeah. This comes out of my bank account once a month.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh. No!
piece of rock you and then lick up what's left. No. The old-fashioned way is best.
See you later, alligator.